Cheers, many thanks for joining us. An intense training session ahead of a busy weekend, of course. It's not Saturday action now, it's Sunday action now, FA Cup action.
Yeah, an extra day. obviously, we've had a good week to prepare for things. Give an extra day for, as you know, we've got a lot of injuries in the squad, including myself, so it gives us an extra day to see how it goes and hopefully be prepared for Sunday.
I was going to ask about the injuries. Obviously, you got taken off on Saturday. Yeah. How's your particular injury at the moment?
Yeah, it's touch and go at the minute for Sunday. It wasn't as bad as I first thought, but still just working with the physios closely this week and the training staff and perhaps lightening my load a bit and touch and go at the minute, but we'll see how it goes closer to Sunday.
Okay, well, good luck, fingers crossed for that, obviously. Yeah. Hopefully you can get a chance to actually play in the FA Cup. We'll come on to that in just a moment, Chez. First of all, let's look back at Saturday then. One of those games, really, that was so frustrating to get nothing out of.
Yeah, I think an annoying thing was perhaps all three goals we could have done something about. I remember the first one thinking, I mean, you've done very well to put it in from that tight angle, but yeah, they could have definitely been prevented, so it was frustrating. But on the positive, we still scored two goals, and you know, that's one thing we know we're always good at in this league, is we're going to score, so we just need to tighten those mistakes up at the back, which unfortunately have been happening a lot more frequently at recent. So if we can tighten that up, obviously we can get our form, we know how good we can be, so we get that back and continue to score the goals and we'll pick up again.
Yeah, as you say, it was frustrating, admittedly, because it was at the back of the end of a really bad week, wasn't it, really, as you say, those three defeats, and probably most of those defeats were down to, as you say, bad errors.
I mean, we said we looked at in particular the Bromley game, we weren't happy with that. Conceding from set pieces as well as at Dover, so I think we did perhaps defend better at times on Saturday, but still something to be put right, and we're obviously going to continue to work on that.
Having said that, admittedly a bad week, but you dropped a few places, but the point situation is so tight, isn't it, this top eight, top
yeah,
nine,
yeah, right? I think someone told me that no one in the top nine won.
That's right,
on Saturday.
So
you could look at it like that. On the flip side, you know, if we did manage to get a win, we'd obviously climb up the table more, but yeah, on the point side of things, we're still up and around it, and you know, we get a couple of wins back together, we could be right back up there, so yeah, there's obviously a positive there.
So then, the National League takes a back seat, doesn't it, for a week, and you guys have got through to the first round. Mm-hmm. It was a real struggle, wasn't it, against Concord?
It was, I mean, certainly not. We didn't really want to go away and have an extra 120 minutes if we didn't need it, but you know, we said from the beginning of this season the Cups are going to be important for us, including the FA Trophy this year, and you know, we've got a big tie against Bury, who are obviously a good professional league outfit. We're just going to, obviously we're being the underdogs, nothing to lose, and hopefully, you know, give it our all and see if we can get into the next round.
As a player, I mean, Arse Anthony is sort of the manager. To be fair, the FA Cup's probably lost a little bit of its appeal. I think as a, you know, fan stroke spectator, and you go around talking to people, chairs, and people say, oh, it's not the same as it used to be. No, I remember back when it was 3 o'clock kick-off Saturday, etc. As a player, what does the FA Cup mean to you?
Well, what it means to me is, I mean, I've always said I'd love to get myself into that third round. And, I mean, the first time I remember playing in League One, I think I played Oxford and Newport County before. Millwall as well last season with Braintree. And, it's just a good test, really, to see, you know, put yourself up against the professional teams and see where you are. But for me, what it means to me is, I mean, I'd love to get into a third round and draw a Premier League team. I mean, I'd love to go to, you know, playing in front of tens of thousands of people. Obviously we don't get the luxury of doing that, and against Premier League opposition, that would be a dream come true for me to come up against someone like that and play a big ground or something like that. So that's what it means to me. And obviously, you know, every year I hope that, and nearly done it last year, Braintree got into second round in Millwall. But yeah, that's I think that's the aim for any player, is you want to get into the third round and come up against the best that you can do, which is obviously Premier League opposition. So hopefully, if, you know, if it goes well on Sunday, we can try and do it this season.
Yeah, admittedly, we're going to look at it all. As you say, let's get past the first round. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, obviously, it's great to look ahead. I mean, you have to do that, admittedly. Yeah. Now, Bury this week was going to sack their manager.
Yeah.
And I mean, probably not the best of times to play them, you know, when they're not sacking their manager, I suppose.
Exactly, yeah, they've all, you know, I don't know if they've appointed anyone or got someone in line yet.
Not too sure, no.
Obviously, whenever that happens, all players are you know, getting a sniff around and thinking, you know, this is my chance to impress the new manager. So they're all going to be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed come Sunday to give a good impression to whoever it is, or maybe watching to come in charge. So, yeah, we just need to make sure that we're on it and worry about us.
The advantage is you're at home as well. The home form this season has been really good, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I think, what is it, two defeats at home?
Right, yeah,
yeah, yeah, so, and you know, when we're playing well and you know, the crowd, certainly for me, the crowd's been unbelievable this season, and when we have been playing well, and we need to repay them with a big performance on Sunday.
Yeah, very much so. It'll be all eyes on you, because the television cameras are going to be down there as well, actually, also. So,
yeah,
I mean,
right.
It's a good point. It's a good time also, to, as you said, to be fair, to impress,
the
watching nation, isn't it, as well?
Exactly, yeah. You know, we're representing the non-league, and we've got as players and as a squad to go higher, so this is a good chance to show that we're good enough.